As promised on my last post on sensual humiliation, today we're going to take a look at begging humiliation. It's a sexy look exploring more elements of sensual humiliation and how begging humiliation fits under the umbrella of sensual humiliation via a bit of an erotic tale. Keep your eyes out for some hot triggers as we go. Humiliation triggers are exciting for me to implant and or use. If you come equipped with some, spill those beans. I love having a full bag of ammunition to utilize as I see fit. But here you'll see our male submissive as he explores his submission through sensual humiliation. Orgasm control humiliation. Having a certain agreement, he knew an unauthorized orgasm meant a long time locked in chastity. Having his orgasms controlled by a femdom was new. He'd never thought of it. It's not something he relished nor wanted, but during negotiations he agreed. It was needed. He knew his male mind and body would rebel, would try to rationalize why he should cheat. How would she know if I had an orgasm? But her words echoed in his ears. You come to me. You want to explore submission. Explore all the ways for you to reach that subspace you crave. Why would you cheat me? Why would you cheat yourself from that experience? Do you not have any integrity? She was right about everything. He didn't disagree. Subspace was a powerful reward. But handing over the very essence of his masculinity, his sexuality, felt thrilling and very scary. She said it's time he focused on her need. Sitting in a big oversized chair, him on a footstool in front of her, soft legs outstretched over his lap. Body worship starts today. You start at the feet, she purrs. He begins massaging her delicate feet, hearing her moan and her feet and legs wiggle in response to his touch. It was so intoxicating, he thought. 5 days since his last orgasm, longer than he's ever voluntarily gone before. Her soft moans and whispers, you love to please me. You want to please me. You need to please me. Exploring my feet pleases me. Slowly, she moves her foot along his thigh, first up and then down his thigh, his heart beating faster. Focus, pet. Focus on my pleasure. Her teasingly sexy foot finds its way to the soft bulge between his legs. Well, parts were soft, anyway. She smiles at you. It's sexy and unnerving at the same time. Her sweet smile belies the fire in her eyes. Those eyes which say, I own you. Her gaze boring deep into your very being, and you shiver. Your head softly spinning. You hear her giggle. That's it, my pet. Her tease continues day after day. You are not even allowed to touch the penis between your legs. And the urge and the fire in your loins grow every day. A constant itch you cannot touch or ignore. All of the above over extended periods of tease and denial lead us to this place, this space. Wearing a sheer lace black teddy, black thigh highs, and you kneeling before her. Sensually, she runs her soft fingers across her panties. You want some, pet? Your heart beats faster. Your head spins. Just kneeling like this, seeing her sensually tease you, places you instantly into some space. You see, up until now, she has been training you in this way and that to be able to do just this. your mind and body reacting instantly, instinctively, releasing all those feel-good hormones and sending you to subspace. Now beg, she purrs. Beg for what you want. Please, he cries, I'm so aroused. She looks off into the distance and yawns. Not good enough. Try again. Please, 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 I've done all you said. I haven't had release in 2 weeks. His voice a bit more urgent. A bit more desperate. She stands up, sighs, and starts to walk away, clearly annoyed. He chokes out a bit of a cry. Oh, no, please, please don't leave me. Mistress, I need you. What do I need to please you? Oh, please tell me what to do. I'll do anything. As his desperate pleas flow from his mouth, she stops, pivots on the ball of her foot, slowly and sexily saunters back to the almost sobbing sub. Soft fingers caress his cheek, sliding down his slender finger under his chin, lifting it up for his face to look up at her. Now you're getting somewhere. This isn't about you at all, is it, Pat? Panting and his eyes filled with tears, he responds, No, mistress, no, it's not about me at all. What is this about, Pat? It's about you, mistress, he softly says as his breathing decreases. Her mere touch can calm him. Start again with the begging, with your lesson learned. If what you utter pleases me, I might touch my penis for a few minutes. Wouldn't that be wonderful, Pat? Oh, yes. Yes, it would, mistress. Now beg. Now, readers, I want to hear you beg. Will you please me? Will you make me want to touch your penis? Keep your lessons in mind and let me hear them. Keep the comments R-rated below. Or if you email me, if you want triple X comments, XXX, well, that kind of begging only comes with your session, your call, or sexy texting until we chat. Humiliatrix, Mistress Erica, of Intelligent Phone Fantasy, 1-800-601-6975.